Are there page three items today, Mr. Watkinson? I believe there are. There are two.
The first of the page, we call three items. These are our consent items involving violations for which we received an agreement from the property owner or the contractor to pay a civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action. The first of the two items is by Sean Burroughs. In this case, they're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a second private riparian pier measuring 4 feet wide by 36 feet long with a 16-foot by 16-foot T-head on Winders Creek adjacent to 1050 Hills Bay Drive in Matthews County. In this case, we recommend approval with triple permit fees and a civil charge of $1,000. In this case, the property, Mr. Burroughs, actually fronts on the Piankatank River and on a small creek, Winders Creek, on the other side of the property. He had applied for a previous private pier on the Piankatank side, and that required, we issued a no permit necessary letter for that at the time, not realizing sort of across the street on the other part of the property was this existing private pier on the smaller creek. He submitted application paperwork, or we received notice that he had rebuilt that, and we didn't realize it had already existed. So we investigated, found that no permits had ever been issued for the second pier on the property, which previously existed, and we went through our public interest review to allow it to stay, received no objections, and we think it's appropriate in this situation to allow two private piers on one parcel because they're on different waterways, actually. And so with that, we'll recommend an approval, acceptance of the $1,000 civil charge with the applicable permit fees. In this case, it would be no royalty since it is a private pier.
Are there any questions from the commission? I have a quick question. Mr. Watkinson, do we know how long that second pier had existed or roughly?
No, I don't know for sure. My staff may have more information, but I think it has been there a number of years.
Mr. Johnson, can you help me out here, please?
Sure. Looking at aerial photography, it looks like it goes back to at least 92.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Is Mr. Burroughs present or represented?
Yes, sir.
Would you come forward here, please, sir? Please raise your right hand. I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
So what else do we need to know about this from your perspective here?
It was a rebuild of an existing pier that was already there. When the pier builder didn't apply for the permit, it became evident that we had a situation that we needed to resolve. And I've been working with Mr. Johnson on trying to get the proper documentation in place, sir.
Okay, the recommendation from the staff is triple permit fees, which I believe is a whopping $75, and a civil charge of $1,000. Would that be something you would accept?
Yes, sir.
Are there questions from the commission?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Burroughs.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miner. Is there any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Burroughs. Mr. Watkinson?
The second consent item is Tidewater Tank Terminal, LLC. In this case, they're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain an 11-foot by 35-foot industrial tending pier and a 10-foot by 35-foot industrial tending pier and to install a new three-pile anti-chafing structure along the southern branch Elizabeth River at 1400 McLeod Road in the city of Chesapeake. In this case, staff is recommending acceptance of the triple permit fees and royalty fees, as well as a civil charge of $3,000 in lieu of further enforcement action. In this case, this came to light as a result of a routine compliance inspection for a bulkhead project that had previously been approved by the commission in 2014, While visiting the site, we observed, our staff observed, two small tending piers there. We investigated, found out that they had not been permitted, met with the property owners, and the contractor in this case was Crofton Diving. They had constructed the private or the tending piers, and they accepted full responsibility for the unauthorized construction, and they have agreed to the $3,000 civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action. We went through our standard public interest review for these projects. These are industrial in nature for the loading and unloading operations at the facility. It's industrial section of the waterway, so the projects are in keeping with the type of activity you would see along this section of shoreline. So in this case, well, we did think that while the environmental impact was minor, the degree of deviation was major, knowing that the contractor who built these routinely gets permits from us for this type of activity and actually serves as agent for folks in many instances. In this case, they had not gotten the proper permits for what was constructed. So we're recommending acceptance of the civil charge of $3,000 in lieu of further enforcement action. And in this case, we are recommending the assessment of a royalty of $2,364 for the encroachment of the piers. That's over 394 square feet of saline submerged lands at a rate of $6 per square foot. That would be triple the normal amount, and that's prescribed by code to allow triple royalties. And same for the permit fee of $300, which would also be the triple amount of what the permit normally would be of $100. With that, I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Are there questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. Is there anybody in the audience here with Tidewater Tank Terminal or with Crofton Diving? Could you please come forward, please? Please raise your right hand and let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name into the microphone for the record.
My name is Kenny Crofton with Crofton Construction Services.
Welcome, sir, here.
Thank you.
What else do we need to know?
That pretty much spells it out.
What happened?
Well, we went over there a couple months prior to the installation of the piers, and we gave them an estimate, and the process went to bed. Nobody talked about it, and then they called. They had some incident. Gentleman walking, trying to get to the bulkhead to grab the lines. The bulkhead's completely deteriorated. They called, and they had previously said they had a permit. It was a new owner,
yeah.
And they had a permit from a previous bulkhead. I personally didn't do the due diligence I should have to confirm that that was in place and knowing better, so that's why I took it upon myself to take full responsibility. We went back 2 or 3 months later after the incident, and that's what happened.
I appreciate you stepping forward and taking the responsibility for this. I know that your operation does good work here. This apparently was just an oversight.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission? Last question here is, do you accept the staff recommendation here with the triple permit fees,
absolutely,
royalty, and the $3,000 civil charge?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? This is a public hearing. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Is there any discussion?
No, sir.
Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, sir.